Armadoxy for today, the Advent series, Evil is No Response to Sin. During the Sundays of the Advent period, the Armenian Church points to certain gospel passages that prepare us for the revelation at Theophany. One such passage comes from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 13. Here, Jesus explains that disaster or evil does not come upon a person because of his or her sins. Jesus brings up two incidents where people died a suffering death. One was the story of Galileans who made a sacred gesture to the Lord, which was desecrated by the Roman governor Pilate. And the other was a catastrophe involving a tower which fell and killed 18 people. Regarding the victims of these tragedies, Jesus says, "Do not think that they were more guilty than all others living in Jerusalem. I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish." Now, the details of these stories are not the focus of Jesus' message. These two tragedies of the Galileans and the tower had meaning for the people of the time, but are inconsequential for us today, separated by 2,000 years from those events. In place of these tragedies to which Jesus alludes, you may substitute the COVID-19 pandemic or the destroyed Twin Towers of 9/11, two events that are part of our common memory and history. And you hear his voice ask the same question. Do you think that they, the victims of COVID-19, were more guilty than anyone else? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. The lesson that comes to us today from Jesus is that catastrophes or human sufferings are not judgments of God upon us. As many believe today, so too in the times of Jesus, when evil or suffering comes upon a person, especially the seemingly innocent, there are many who believe that it is God's wrath that is being played out on our sins. Whether it is a person who suffers from cancer, a person blindsided by a drunk driver, or the innocent children bombed in a war, Jesus says emphatically, no, it is not because they sinned. Rather, listen attentively to his warning. Unless you repent, you too will all perish. Plainly, he is saying, stop blaming God for the suffering you cause in the world. Unless you repent, unless you stop polluting your environment, unless you stop driving under the influence, unless you stop the wars, yes, you too will perish. A small but important reminder during our Advent journey about personal responsibility and truly the remarkable and unique message delivered to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray from the 15th hour of St. Nerissa Schnorrali's prayer. Christ, the guardian of all, let your right hand guard and protect me by day and by night, while at home and while away, while asleep and while awake, that I may never fall. Have mercy on me and all your creatures. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.